Ladies and gentlemen, we keep our attention firmly fixed on local government politics, and we study one of the driving forces that rules the life of the local councillor, party loyalty. Without his party, a councillor is nothing. So much so that a councillor was recently kicked out by his party because he called his leader, and I quote, a stuck-up jerk with as much brains as a lobotomized breeze block. The party were very upset. They said not only had he been very rude to his leader, he'd also betrayed a closely guarded party secret. What about the man with a vision, eh? Is there no room in local politics for the idealist? The answer, of course, is no. A man's got to stick by his party. He's never going to get anywhere if he starts worrying himself about principles or idealism.
Now we all love a real idealist. And we'd all like to say we have a dream. But in politics, you've got to be a realist. And the trouble with ideals is they're extreme. So we say,
stand up and be counted, sit down and a survivor. You won't last longer if you don't compromise. You may look pretty grand up when you try to take a stand up, but you're better, 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 better off staying alive.
Now we should all like to be a bit erratic and return to the brave ideals of youth. But in politics you must be diplomatic, and the trouble with ideals is they're uncouth. So we say,
stand up and be counted, sit down and a survivor. You won't last longer if you don't compromise. If you keep your buttons tense, you can keep them on the fence, and you're better, 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 better off staying alive. Stand up and be counted, sit down and a survivor. You won't last longer if you don't compromise. If you keep your buttocks tense, you can keep them on the fence, and you're better, 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 better off staying alive.